All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Got a Michelob Ultra watch party as tomorrow I'll be watching Canada and Qatar at Regatta Grove in Miami. I'll be there from 5 to 7 p.m. and we'll have prizes to give away. Our friends at Michelob Ultra are going to give you a chance to win tickets to an upcoming world soccer match down here. I believe these are for the round of 32. We got more prizes to give away. We got some soccer fan swag to give away. We got WQAM swag to give away. And a great time will be had by all. I was out with Michelob Ultra on Friday at the bar for Team USA. That was a blast. And we will have some fun coming up tomorrow in the late afternoon, early evening at Regatta Grove in Miami. So see you all there. Excited to be there with you. Get some refreshing Michelob Ultra. I love a couple Michelob Ultras when I'm emceeing, you know, talking to the people. It's very, very refreshing. Very refreshing. So look forward to seeing you all tomorrow at Regatta Grove in Miami for Michelob Ultra watch party as the World Cup is rolling on right now, ladies and gentlemen. All this stuff is happening. I'm checking this out. This was a new tweet that just came in with this Terry Rozier thing, and I'll get to that in a second. But first off, speaking of legalities, we have somebody who wants to file an appeal for one Leroy Horde. Scott is on the phone line. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Tobin. It's Scott from the VAR booth.
Hey, buddy.
We're taking a look at the dew point minus one for Leroy. We're seeing that he course corrected. He didn't even finish the lie. It was all within the same conversation in the same breath, so we're going to overturn that minus one.
Wow, really?
No minus
one
here.
There was no follow through on the lie. You can hear it as he's speaking, where you can literally hear the guilt kind of build up, and then he ends up coming through and doing the right thing. So we're going to overturn that minus
okay,
one.
Fair enough.
No penalty on this play.
All right. No, there is minus one for lying. That's the thing.
No, I said I didn't really know.
You didn't say it until afterwards. You started as the lie was going on, and you realized it.
I admitted I was BSing all, my way
all
through.
It's all in the same breath. All in the same breath. There was no follow through on the lie. He did not have to go back.
I don't care if it was all in the same breath. You
minus one.
Here's a minus one.
Minus one for trying to take away Leroy's minus one.
Wow.
That is the ruling of the VAR booth. It is final.
But did you realize Scott was in the VAR booth?
Yeah. I don't know if he's VAR, instant replay, ABP, I don't, ABS. I don't care. Minus one.
Minus one. Semantic samurai.
I don't know what it is, but it's something. Anyway, appreciate the appeal, but... this is from Mike Sullivan, who is a producer for Pablo Torre Finds Out. He says, Terry Rozier trial lawyer in the NBA gambling case will be David Marcus, who defended Ghislaine Maxwell, Dwight Howard, and Hillary Clinton.
Wait, he defended Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yeah.
Wow. The Epstein girl, huh?
Quote, Terry is innocent. He has dedicated his life to playing basketball at the highest level and would never jeopardize that. And... he says in another tweet, while professional gamblers and mafia-related defendants have taken plea deals from the Department of Justice, Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier have indicated that they will fight to win in court with a legal dream team in November and February. Rozier's new lawyer says, quote, trial can't come soon enough. I'm very confused by a couple things with this Terry Rozier situation because he's also got through his other attorney, Jim Trusty, is putting out statements saying that the NBA is basically trying to bar him from contact in the league, not being allowed to contact the Hornets or anybody in the NBA, which essentially would nullify him being able to come back to the NBA. But you think that someone's signing him with this lingering next season? I'm just a little confused by all of it.
Let's break this down.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
First of all, he sucked. So who's signing up for that? Forget all the other stuff.
Now I'm going to take your minus one away. That was a great
game. Terry Rozier, the basketball player, is not getting signed. Forget the gambler.
Damn, he's pissed.
Before you even get...
it's a great take, though.
Before you even get through your court issues, and I'm not saying you're guilty or innocent, What about Terry Rozier, the basketball player?
He was guilty.
You want some of that?
He was guilty of being a bum.
Right.
At the baseline.
Yeah, but I'd give you a perfect example. What if it was Liam Eikenberg and he was found not guilty?
Oof.
Bum.
Okay, that's where I am.
Oof. No, I'm bum. With you. I'm very, like.
And when you play so bad that people question whether you are legitimately this bad or doing some dirt.
Right.
Then you can't, what? Who's going to sign up for that?
Well, this is the problem.
And then you're going to have the audacity to ask for millions of dollars in a multi-year contract?
This is the thing. So this is the story from Mike Vorkunov from The Athletic.
We don't need him.
No, we do.
We don't need him to come to this conclusion.
He said the NBA and Charlotte Hornets told federal prosecutors they prefer veteran guard Terry Rozier continue to be prohibited from contacting current and former members of the Hornets while he remains out on bond and awaiting trial on 4 charges stemming from his federal investigation.
He should be awaiting trial down here for his play. Wait.
Just for that pass in the Cavs game.
Right. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Like, okay, innocent until proven guilty. I'm all about that. Okay? But as a Heat fan,
it's terrible.
Do you want contact with Terry Rozier? No! So, listen, the one thing that every athlete knows, and this is what they tell you, regardless of how bad your team is, you are on film. You are on tape. In case you want more opportunities in the future. Okay? Go turn on his tape.
Oh,
who's
terrible.
Signing up for that?
Jim Trusty, Rozier's lawyer, said that this contact would prevent Rozier from resuming his NBA career because he cannot take the court against the Hornets.
Career?
While they remained on the no contact list that federal prosecutors set. That list includes current and former coaches as well as others. The Miami Heat had also been on the non-contact list, but they were dropped after they waived him on April 10th. NBA told federal prosecutors that if Rozier was allowed to play in the NBA again, that he could be in a position to interact with potential witnesses in or around the arena. And good to see the NBA finally cares about investigation.
The Yotes, that's where he could play. China. Can he not get a hold of anybody in China?
It is pretty funny, though, that now the NBA cares about him interacting with investigation. Now they want to investigate thoroughly and make
sure they're sitting on the damn bench in the beginning of the year.
Adam Silver sitting here sweeping it under the rug, and now he cares all
the
time.
There's no sweeping. Listen, you might be able to sweep the situation, but you can't sweep the play. We have video evidence of how he played this year, and I don't know. Let's just be clear. First of all, he had the most serious neck injury I ever saw from a boo-boo.
Yep. We have no idea what happened there.
No idea what was wrong with it.
No idea what happened there.
Now, after that, when he came back after that, which was 7 months, the same amount of time it takes to come back from, blown knee.
Federal
right? He came back from that.
Yeah.
And we were still wondering what was wrong with his neck because he was playing so bad.
Federal prosecutors said that Rozier has already texted one person on the list he's not allowed to contact. They said that he received and are investigating credible allegations that at least one co-defendant potentially acting on Rozier's behalf has contacted witnesses in regarding the case. Trustee said on Tuesday in a legal filing the NBA has asked federal prosecutors to prevent Rozier from contacting anyone in the league as a way to dock his pay to tarnish his case in front of an arbitrator who could reinstate the majority of the $26.6 million Rozier was due to receive this season. See, this is what it feels more like it's for. They're trying to get back the money that they...
Correct.
The money was ruled in favor of him, then it was taken away, and now he's trying to get the money back. I feel like this is more the case. Like, there's no way that with a case like this hanging over his head, unless they think the charges are going to be dropped, which they already have witnesses coming out with superseding indictments. I would find that surprising. This feels more like his lawyers are still trying to get back that money because that's probably the last big paycheck he's ever going to get from the NBA.
Probably.
Very much so.
Probably. You know what everybody's saying in the league right now? They're using the Tobin line. Maybe we can bring it back for the Chiefskies.
I don't think maybe the Sky Force.
Like, I mean, come on. Like, look. This has been.
He's going to be throwing lobs to Whiteside in the Puerto Rican league.
This has been torture.
Yeah,
right. It's been a bad situation. only made worse by how everybody has treated. Now, let me say this. Vlad, this is from, like, what did I say? Criminal Behavior 101. Your boy come to you. If he ain't did nothing wrong, he don't need to go get support. The facts speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We got to call and try to get support and get your story right. Usually somebody trying to get their story right then did some dirt. Because you ain't got to worry. If it's all about the truth is going to speak for itself. So if he's having contact with these people mm-hmm. and having people get in contact on his behalf, I'm not the one doing that.
Jim Trusty said, and this is more from The Athletic, he says, the NBA has ghostwritten a parade of horribles for the government letter to suggest that Mr. Rozier could take to court for obstruction of justice. The NBA and the Miami Heat have 26 million reasons to try and use bond conditions as disqualification for Terry Rozier from playing basketball. Here's the thing, though. The damage is done on the Miami. Like, they're not re-signing him.
So,
if you're doing these conditions because you don't want to be in contact with people, dude, like Leroy said, he ain't playing because, one, he's been out of the league. Two, he's facing trial. Three, he stinks. And no one's paying him anything close to that. He's not getting $26 million total. He's not getting $26 total from playing in the NBA.
And I agree with your three, but I'm going to change the order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? One, he sucks. Two, we can get out of that contract. Three, you gave us a reason to.
And the contract's over.
Right.
There's no more contract. The contract's over. So, like.
And I'm more than sure that in all that Giannis talk, nobody at the table that still has a job said, hey, you think we should bring Terry back?
Oh, you think, let me get this straight. You think that the Miami Heat are pissed that they had to pay $26 million to a guy who didn't play for them? Oh, why would that be?
Oh, my goodness.
Why would that be? I wonder why. Why would that perturb anybody? Oh, we had to pay him $26 million. Oh, because the league shelved him? Oh, by the way, never gave our pick back. We got nothing for him. And that would bother somebody? Oh, shocking. Kidding me?
Yeah. I think sometimes the methods in which people...
I'm also very confused by that. Like, he wasn't able to show up for work. And the Miami Heat have an issue with that, the fact that they had to pay $26 million. Yeah, what did you think?
Right.
You think they were going to be cool with that?
Yeah. I just think that less in all leagues, right, there is one situation that can get you out of that league quicker than anything, and that's being caught up in a gambling scandal. And all leagues, until it has been shown what actually happened, will always get you as far away from the sport as possible.
Well,
that
yeah.
being said, we got Sorsby, who might be a Heat player.
A Dolphin,
yeah.
No, well, the problem with Terry is that even if he's not the main guy in this, he is the big name. And, yeah, you're going to get prosecuted, people who are going to take deals. And the other problem is it seems like his friend, allegedly, was the go-between from this, and that's a problem for them because it doesn't feel like that contact ever ended with him.
Right.
And, you know,
which
that
is
was
a big
part,
no.
That was one of the issues, too, because he was apparently paying the legal fees for him in his defense as well.
The problem is that you get caught up into something, and it can't look like all the people that are also involved in it you're giving resources to in hopes that they will help you out, right? That just seems shady. So I don't know what this situation is going to be, but if Terry Rozier does not play basketball or nobody gives him a call next year, they could use the well, he got caught up in the gambling sting or whatever, the gambling situation. But I would just turn on the tape. Turn on the tape from the last couple of years.
Right.
And that's more of an indication of where you end up playing basketball. The other stuff doesn't help. But your play, Like, we're not talking about a guy who was averaging 25 and shooting the lights out from three.
If Giannis was in a gambling scandal, I'd have to look the other way.
Right. Oh, I give a perfect example. Shohei.
Oh, Shohei.
Okay.
Wow.
Right?
You got to find a translator.
Shohei! Like, he got caught up into something, but guess what?
MVP.
MVP.
Chris Carter.
You got Couple
a Chris
of times.
Carter. You got a Chris Carter.
You got the,
yeah.
You need a fall. Fall you guy. Need a Lee Majors.
And it seems like this is his fall guy's fault. That's the problem.
You need a Lee Majors. Got to have a fall guy, bro.
But, I like, for the life of me, here's what needs to happen. Because the only thing that I can't comprehend, this is what I can't comprehend. You risk giving up $26 million for $100,000. There has to be another alternative reason as to why. Has to be. Has Something to. Else well, is in there.
But that's,
you don't give up $26 million for $100,000. You, even if you're a gambler,
right.
You don't risk $26 million to win $100,000.
Has to be like there could be, and that's the thing. Like in this gambling world, we don't know what kind of debts
right.
there are, what kind of extortion there can be. We don't know.
Right.
It's this underbelly world, which is like, how do you get caught up with that?
When what you if have he the got caught ticket? Up in something?
Yeah.
Like it has to come out because that, of all the things I'm having a hard enough time, where there's two things. One, the Terry Rozier thinking that he's going to play in the NBA.
That's the one that really
the way
bothers
he's
you.
Playing that bothers me the most, right? Because they trying to put it on the NBA kept him from being able to make a wage, right? And that's not no your basketball play kept you from being able to make a wage in the sport. But the other thing is that it just doesn't compute with me that a guy, and this is what I always thought about gambling in sports. The players are making so much money that you can't get them,
mm-hmm.
right? When you look at the guys who are getting caught up in it, it's usually the guys that are...
You think, but then, like,
right.
Unfortunately, look at what's going on with Floyd right now, you know?
Right.
God, did you hear that one?
No.
Oof, it's bad right now. I feel...
Yeah.
It's crazy that I feel bad for him, but I do. Like, I'm
what,
just,
he gambled...
He just owes money.
He's
bro.
Just he like he's getting he's he, they're after him for writing a bad check for a watch for $200,000. But he's had a lot of bad stuff happen to him.
Right.
Like he sued Al Heyman and Showtime for non-payment. But then the guy who was always sitting with him at Heat games, like he got him for getting him into a bad real estate deal and stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from him.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah. No. Floyd's broke, dude. That I mean, look, Floyd's fighting a Greek guy, Mike Tyson, and Manny Pacquiao in the next 6 months.
Right.
For making it, and he made a billy, allegedly.
Right.
You know, but where did it all go?
Right.
Crazy, man. Gambling, probably.
No, he did. He loves to gamble. That's
yeah,
true.
So.
No, he loves to gamble.
So.
And he lives in Las Vegas.
Right.
So. Yeah.
He need to go to Utah. They don't drink. Nothing. So, like, yeah, it, that's the hardest part. I think that's the part that upsets me the most is that we tend to overlook the basic reasons as to why we are where we are. And if I eliminate all of the other stuff, all of the gambling, all of the things that he's caught up in right now, and just say, based on your play, you're going to be playing in China last
year. Right, yeah, you're guilty of stinking.
Right. Like, well,
you might need to take a plea deal.
How can, and as Heat fans, we saw this firsthand. So you think, oh, they're keeping me away from making a living? No!
No, that's.
You're keeping you away from making a living. That's not even counting the gambling stuff and the stuff you got caught up in.
You show up to Judge Judy and you just play the Cavs game when he threw it to Donovan Mitchell and you're just like, I rest my case.
Right.
I don't know if that's guilty of anything other than sucking, but look at that.
And the problem is now when you add the gambling part to it, right? Now we're all looking at all of these plays and raising the eyebrow when he just could have been playing bad basketball.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.